The Lord, Yehovah, Yehovah, Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the new year. And it's a very important Sunday every time this happens because beginnings are important. How we begin, how we start, usually shapes how we continue and how we live. In today's gospel reading, we hear Christ tell us a warning and at the same time a promise. The disciples start to argue among themselves. Who is the greatest? At the Last Supper, the night that Christ is going to be betrayed, the night that the divine liturgy, Sur Padarak, is established, the disciples are discussing who is the greatest among them. This teaches us one very important truth, that time does not make us holy. Sometimes we have this understanding, this misconception, that because it's a new calendar, a new year, a new month, everything changes. Last year's temptations, last year's issues just poof, disappear. But that's not how it is. We think, oh, once the clock strikes midnight, everything changes and everything's going to be great. But that's not what happens. Every year we start, we want to be better. We want to achieve more. We want to be different from the previous year. But again, time does not do that. We don't magically change like a pumpkin at midnight. Saint Isaac warns us, virtue is not born from time. Virtue is born from struggle. There's a story of a man who's building a very tall wall of stones. And he has many stones in front of him that he can choose. There are large stones, there are small stones. There are sparkly stones, and there are dirty stones. There are stones that are full of mud, some that are very smooth, others that have lots of holes in it. And the question becomes, what is the first stone that he is supposed to put down so that he can build a wall from that? And it's not the most pretty. It's not necessarily the most big either. The correct answer is the best stone he can choose is the right stone. So often, if he puts the wrong stone down, he can still build upon it. But now he has to adjust all of the other stones to conform with it. And little by little, that wall may remain, but eventually it's going to start to lean, it's going to crack, and it will eventually fall down. This is why builders know that the beginning carries the entire weight of the wall. Christ, today in the gospel, explains to the disciples what must be that stone upon which their entire ministry must be built. And it is humility, service. In this new year, we are going to be tempted, and Satan tries to tempt us with the wrong stone to put first. He tries to tell us that ambition is that stone, or recognition, or control, or prestige, and showing off to others. These are all maybe beautiful stones, but they are all the wrong stone to be placed because that wall will collapse. The first stone that Christ tells us to put down is the stone of humility, of faithfulness, of endurance, and of quiet obedience. Saint Ephrem the Syrian says, "The foundation bears the weight of the house, and so humility bears the weight of the soul." The question then I ask you today, in this new year, is not how tall you are going to build your wall, but what is the first stone you're going to place for that wall? A wall, when it is built, is not tested the very first day. but rather it is tested by weather, by pressure, and through time. And this is what is the same in our spiritual life. In this new year, our spiritual life will be tested. And it will be tested with illness, it will be tested with failed plans, with relationships that are strained, and with prayers that are dry. And this is what true spiritual warfare is. Because when this enemy attacks, when Satan attacks, he does not attack with loud temptations, but rather he quietly picks away at the foundation. And if the foundation can be destroyed, then the entire building and structure collapses. And he does this with discouragement, with resentment, with distraction, and with the slow abandonment of prayer. This is why it is so important to keep humility in our hearts and to live a humble life, because it is that life that keeps that wall established. This means that we must pray daily, even if it's a short prayer. We must continue to fast, even if it is imperfect. We must confess our sins, even if it makes us uncomfortable. And we must serve, even if we are unseen, because all of these are load-bearing stones. So at the beginning of this new year, Christ is not going to look at your calendar and see all the things you have planned, all the vacations, all the weddings, all the achievements that you hope to make this year. Christ does not care about those. What he is examining, though, is your foundation. And the question then again becomes, what are you going to place at the base of your foundation? What is that stone going to be? Because the world asks, what will you do? But Christ asks, whom will you serve? So, at the beginning of this new year, I ask that we all infuse ourselves with humility. We all begin to be more humble, both in our everyday lives, in our workplaces, in our homes, and most importantly, here at St. Sarkis. Because ultimately, Christ will tell us, as he promised us and told us, that on that final day, you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, but only if you serve with humility. Amen.